This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The former republics of Yugoslavia are at war. Czechoslovakia may split in two. Meanwhile, there's a split that may happen much closer to home, right across the border, in Canada. The French-speaking nationalist movement in Quebec is trying to preserve its language and culture. Quebec could conceivably secede from Canada to protect that culture against assimilation into the English-speaking Canadian mainstream. A referendum this fall may decide the country's future. A little later, we'll hear from Lise Bissonnette, the publisher and editor of the French-Canadian newspaper Le Devoir. First, Mordecai Richler joins us. He was born in Montreal and now lives in the eastern townships of Quebec. His novels, like The Apprenticeship of Judy Kravitz, Joshua Then and Now, and Solomon Gursky Was Here, have made him one of Canada's most celebrated novelists. He describes his new book as a requiem for his divided country. It's called O Canada, O Quebec.
Well, I think what's happening in the Balkans is truly tragic. What we're going through here is farcical, but we're stage center, so it's not as amusing as it is for outsiders. It strikes me as a totally unnecessary and goofy crisis because Francophones and Quebec are actually the best-treated minority in the world. They have their own civil code here and language protections. And English Canada, it seems to me, has acted as a buffer and committed partner, and many people in English Canada cherish French-Canadian culture. Had Quebec been an American state rather than a Canadian province, Francophone culture probably would have gone the way of Louisiana 100 years ago, which would have been a considerable loss to all of us. However, Francophones feel very vulnerable. They only make up 2% of the North American population. And at times, I'm afraid, they're also somewhat paranoid about the situation.
Well, one of the things that you criticize in your new book is the language law now in Quebec. Would you describe what the law does?
Well, the language law is rather bizarre. It's only one clause in a language bill called Bill 101, which did some worthwhile things. It certified that French would be the language of the workplace in a province where Francophones are the majority. However, then there were vengeful clauses or ridiculous clauses in the bill, and the one that irritated Anglophones beyond belief was a law called Bill 178, which outlawed English or bilingual commercial signs on the street, and then went to ridiculous measures inside, saying you could have English signs if there were only half as many as the French signs, or if the print was half the size, or if the colors were not more enticing than they were in French. And so it all became rather absurd, and it's a great embarrassment to a good many Francophones, in fact, to the majority of Francophones.
So there are a lot of English-speaking shop owners who have to put up signs in French now.
Well, they don't object. I should point out that English-speaking shop owners do not object to putting up signs in French or to being bilingual. They just want to be able to have bilingual signs, which is something which seems to me very civil attitude or notion.
For people who want to preserve a culture, what do you think is wrong by doing it through language laws?
Well, I have nothing against preserving French culture as long as it doesn't stifle or attempt to stifle the other cultures in this province. So there are certain measures necessary that have to be taken in order to preserve French culture, but a lot of them were in place anyway, in that there were language laws here. There is a different civil code in Quebec. And Francophones are entitled to speak in French in Parliament. There are all kinds of things in place. I don't object, I should repeat, to certain measures in Bill 101, significantly the one making French the language of the workplace. But other measures in it are ridiculous.
What do you think the differences between the English-speaking and the French-speaking really are in Quebec? I mean, is this just about language and culture, or are there things happening beneath the surface, do you think?
Well, it's an old quarrel, and you know, there are complaints or case to answer in that for years, Francophones in this province felt they were treated as second-class citizens and as, you know, a cheap labor force, and there was something in that. And Anglophones control the economic levers of this province. Now, that is no longer, that was not just, but it hasn't been the case for years. I mean, and I should say that the economic levers are now happily in Francophone hands, and that for 27 of the last 33 years, the prime minister of this country has come from Quebec. So Quebec is being very well treated and would be even more vulnerable as a so-called independent state.
Do you think there's any xenophobia at work here since more and more immigrants are coming to Canada?
Yes, there's a big sea change coming in this country in both English and French Canada. At the moment, 40% of Canadians are of neither French nor English extraction. And surely in the next 10, 20 years, they will become a majority. That's going to make for a huge change in Canada. We now have many Central Americans, Vietnamese, Haitians, West Indians, Indians in this country. And certainly Toronto, which was once a very dour, unyielding Orangeman city, has been vastly improved by this immigration. But the country's changing.
Mm-hmm. There's a referendum coming up on October 26th. Exactly what will people be voting on?
Well, first of all, I should explain, we don't know what the question will be. The Francophone nationalists, those in the Parti Québécois, would like it to be on whether Quebec should opt for sovereignty or not. The Liberal government, which is in power, is more likely to pose the question based on the federal offer of so-called renewed federalism. What I would be apprehensive or worry about in the referendum is that it would only be 53 or 54% for federalism, in which case nationalist Francophones are likely to say that they've been deprived of their patrimony by les autres, meaning the Anglophones and Allophones. Allophones is an unfortunate term which covers Greeks, Italians, and Portuguese, and so on. But last time it was 60-40. We had the referendum in 1980 on a very weak question, but it was 60-40 for federalism. I don't think Quebec will separate. And Parizeau, Jacques Parizeau, was a very intelligent man, as the leader of the Parti Québécois, keeps backtracking. He's now said if Quebec becomes independent, we will still have, because I'm a Quebecer, we will still have Canadian passports and Canadian money. And a local comic, a very astute comic, has responded by saying, well, we already have that. Why do we need independence?
So you're pretty confident that Quebec won't secede?
I'm confident that Quebec won't secede, but we could have problems in that very nationalists who are committed to this cause, and it's not an evil one, I think it's just a misconceived one, have worked very, very hard on this. And up to about 18 months ago, they believed the table was set for them, and now they're not going to be, in my opinion, invited to sit down and eat. So there could be some bitterness and acrimony in Quebec afterwards. The last referendum split up families. People didn't talk to each other for years, and it's just a gut-wrenching business.
How have the language laws affect your day-to-day life? Have they affected it at all?
We're dealing with symbols. I don't really know. It would be unfair to say it's affected my daily life or anyone's daily life. It's just a great irritant and kind of vengeful and unnecessary, and it makes people feel unwelcome here, which is not a very good thing.
Are you bilingual?
I'm not as bilingual as I should be, but when we returned in 1972 after 20 years abroad, we put all of our children into French schools, French language schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, I just thought it would be the best thing for them. I'm much more useful to be able to speak French than to learn algebra, and that it would make the two great Western cultures accessible to them. So I regret that my own French is deficient. I can read it. I don't speak it very well. But I certainly wanted my children to be bilingual.
Mm-hmm. Mordecai Richler, I understand your book, O Canada, O Quebec, Requiem for a Divided Country, has been very controversial in Quebec. Were there attempts to ban the book?
Well, no, there was a silly business where there were we have a party in Ottawa called the Bloc Québécois, which is a secessionist party made up of discontented conservatives and liberals who have formed a bloc in Parliament. Now, they're led by a very appealing and cultivated man called Lucien Bouchard. However, two of his backbenchers, I think to the embarrassment of Bouchard, got up and demanded my book be banned because I was a racist and a hate monger. And, of course, they hadn't read the book. They've never read the book. Lucien Bouchard dissociated himself from them, and I was very pleased to see that.
Where are the civil libertarians?
I'm sorry, what?
Where's the civil liberties movement? You know, I mean, here's this movement that's saying you have to, keep all your signs in one language. Yes. And this is a Philippines movie.
Well, there's a residue of Anglophone guilt in this country, I think, and also issue envy. So they would react to this kind of thing happening in Puerto Rico or Guatemala or Louisiana, but they haven't reacted to it happening in Quebec.
I know you think that Quebec probably won't secede, but you point out if it did, one of the great paradoxes could be that it would be forced to speak English to kind of appease America, which, as a small country, it would probably have to do.
That's right. I think, ironically, that if Quebec became truly independent with its own money and its own passports and whatever, it would have to be much more bilingual than it is right now.
Mordecai Richler, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Mordecai Richler's new book is O Canada, O Quebec, Requiem for a Divided Country. He joined us from the CBC in Montreal. Coming up, a talk with a French nationalist. This is Fresh Air.